Welcome to Okay Stupid, the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
That was my first time doing it, I think.
Yeah, that was that was
this
really
chair is so comfortable that I'm out of frame.
Yeah, I feel like a real captain in this captain's chair.
Yeah. I've never been in a Brooklyn bedroom with two office chairs. And I like it.
I really feel like I'm power posing, like the TED Talk.
Yeah.
And you're like supposed to do it 10 minutes before an interview, you know, to build up your confidence.
Oh, really?
What?
It's since been debunked, but there was like a...
It's been debunked.
It's like a Brené Brown type who had a TED Talk about power stances.
Well, I'll start about how my day was.
Sure.
The dog last night ate a week's worth of food out of his food box, which he's never broken into before, so we keep it on the ground.
Is maybe your dog hungry?
Dude, yeah, I think he actually is hungry because...
Maybe you guys don't feed him enough?
Yeah, the thing is that he's being left alone a little more than usual, and he just acts out when he's being left alone. Mm. So he ate... But I'm going to actually take that feedback kind of back to the headquarters and do a thorough investigation.
He might be, yeah.
I think maybe we can up his food dosage a little. But yeah, and then he not only shit four times on his morning walk today, but then also shit six times in the house, without me noticing. Like, we kind of took him out, came back, and then there was shit everywhere. Shit. And we only found out when my friend Charlie came over and stepped in it.
Oh my God.
And it sucks.
That poor little dog.
Dude, he's had a rough month. So the house smells like shit. I lit every candle in the house for an hour.
And it's cold, so you can have the windows open.
Yeah, well, we still do. My boyfriend insists on having the windows open in every season, which is, you know, good sometimes.
Sometimes less so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
What's up with you guys?
You got anything here?
My only real update is that today I ate so much pork belly.
You have something in common.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I ate pork belly and I pooped everywhere.
Wait, when Caroline told me that, I thought that you just had a pork belly. Like, that's what you described your stomach after eating the pork.
That's really kind
but
of.
But I didn't realize
like.
It was actually pork. You had a pork belly.
Yeah, well, because I ate a normal dude's amount of chicken, amount of pork. You know what I mean? Like, I saw the pork belly and I was like, I can regular dude style eat this whole thing. But pork belly is really, really like rich. And just like a lot of fat. And so there was like a moment where, and I like burned the shit out of it. Definitely did not undercook it. But there was a moment where I was like 18 minutes into eating.
And, oh my God.
And holy shit.
Like, I've never eaten anything for that long.
I was eating with chopsticks, you know, whatever. But where I was like, oh, I undercooked this and I now have food poisoning. Because that's like how horrible I felt.
Oh my God.
So it's been about 2 hours. I've had a ginger beer and I am feeling better. But
wow, you just happen to have ginger beer in the house?
Yeah, my roommate did.
Nothing could be better for a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
That's a big story. I mean, I have nothing to report either. I told you guys this much, but my girlfriend is moving home in a week and she was like gone most of the afternoon. So it was my first little taste of what life as a bachelor is going to be like. All I did was smoke weed, masturbate, and play video games. So I'm going to be so lonely.
Yeah, you think it's going to be a good winter?
So bored. No, it's going to be horrible. I might need to Craigslist roommate or something.
I'll be your Craigslist roommate. Get away from this shitty dog.
Yeah, well, also I keep all the windows closed at all times for maximum hotbox effect.
And
so
that's what I like about your apartment. I want to be hotboxing all the time.
That's actually not true. I leave all the windows open because I'm subletting. So I'm like, if this place reeks of weed, I'm going to be in hot water.
Yeah, you're going to get... She's going to call the police.
She might. She might get me arrested. But yeah, so we're really excited about tonight's episode. Should we bring him in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it is my honor and privilege to introduce a dear friend of mine from college. I was his RA. He gave me mono. From a cup.
Yeah, sorry. Good clarification.
He was the funniest, most talented member of our sketch group. And now he tells me he's doing yoga, which is amazing. He's going to whip my little booty into shape. Please welcome Jake Conan.
Hi. Jakey. Hello. Hi, friends. How's it going?
Yay.
All the way from the West Coast. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. We have a... Colin. And then joining Jake today is one of my favorite closest friends. We hosted the Minion Mic together for 2 full years. We've been performing together since we were just the youngest of performers. My favorite gay comic. Okay. Chase.
Oh, Jake's gay too.
Yeah.
Chase. Wow, I can't believe I beat up Fortune Themester for that.
Yeah. Dude, I met her once. I fucking love her. She looks exactly like my mom.
Yeah, I feel like she kicks ass. Every time I've like heard her in an interview, she just seems like cool.
She's so cool and like happy. All she does is vacation with her hot wife.
Yeah, good for her.
It's a good life.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves to us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like what format? Like quick and dirty, like who I am, my
honestly take number. Your time. I mean, you know, where you're from, what you do, what you like, what your passions are.
What are your vibes? You?
Yeah, what's your vibe?
Oh geez, so all the easy ones. Okay. let's see. Okay, well I guess I'll go first. Is that okay if I just catch that? All right. Okay. All right. I was gonna do it anyway, but okay, all right. Let's see. Oh, God, I just like attention too much. That's who I am. My name is Jake. I am 24 years young. I live in Washington State right now in Spokane. Yeah, went to Stanford with Emily and Caroline, and we were in the same sketch comedy group. I was the loudest, not the funniest. I just talked over every, you know. And so yeah, I mean, I'm just chilling out here, waiting this dumpster fire that is 2020, waiting it out, you know, and just doing lots and lots of yoga. Yeah, lots of really really gross things with backbending and you know, really just impressing all the 50-year-old ladies in the back of class. You know, that's why. That's why we do what we do here at Jake Conan. So anyway, yeah, that's all I got really off the top of my head. So
you can do a handstand now, right?
Yeah, I sure can. I not pretty.
So cool.
Yeah, and a couple of weeks ago, I farted right in the middle of one. And
wait, like live on a Zoom class?
Oh yeah, live. Yeah, it was actually, we were on Zoom. So I was being the demonstration little, I was the performing monkey. And so I don't know if the resonance, if the timbre of that specific part was enough to be picked up on the camera, but I hope it was.
Was it like, you know, was it like that thing in Zoom where like someone like moves something in their house and like all of a sudden like they are the main person?
Yeah, I think it was like the full screen came up and my tomato face is shown, and yeah, it was a real, it was a growing moment.
Yeah, like I've been on a work Zoom call like that before where it's just like literally a company wide Zoom meeting, and then like this one woman just coughs. It's like on her face for the next like 5 minutes.
Dude, why? We don't need to have company wide anything.
No.
I don't think.
We don't need to have
company. Least of all Zoom calls. Yeah.
Yeah. So true, actually.
Rewind Spokane, even more. Like a true anarchist.
Yeah. Chase, how about you?
As is all over.
You say Spokane like a true anarchist?
Yeah, I did, but look, some of the things I say are Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, who's me? My name is Chase. I'm originally from Ohio. I went to a Ohio university. Not the one. Currently I live in a borough of New York City. And I guess I used to do comedy. I haven't really been doing much comedy anymore. So far I go to my essential worker job at what I like to call Weenie Hut General. It's a hospital, but not like a real one. So I've been fine. And I've been riding out COVID, mostly just trying to write, pick up some other hobbies. I'm taking a Spanish class in 2 weeks.
And oh my God, that's awesome. Teaching
myself how to whittle.
Oh, it's so sexy. Wow.
What are you whittling?
I'm whittling a whittle pig is what. I'm, I'm trying to make a pivot.
Wait, he froze.
We can still hear him.
I can hear you.
Don't worry, it's a good, it's a flattering one.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can see your fan moving, so that's fine.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. We have to have a fan in the room to boost
the what?
I really don't want to actually finish the joke, so I'm... Yeah, but we have to have some fans in the room.
Why? Because Harry's pork belly farts?
No, because I like to have an audience.
Oh yeah.
Like a fan, like a
fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah. And you know what? Sometimes I'm too high to get the puns.
Oh.
I am appreciating the studio audience you have in the back now. This is quite.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get it now. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That took me a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have committed more or not said anything at all. But every moment can be a learning one if you make a mistake.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that.
Okay, so our first little icebreaker question we want to ask you guys is, what's your favorite word for sex? Doing it.
Oh, jeez.
The old song and dance.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would say I'm more conservative or traditional. And I just prefer the word fuck.
Nice.
Let's fuck. Classic. That was a good fuck. I'm
more conservative.
Fucking you.
That's kind of the Republican choice there.
It just rolls off the tongue. Yeah. You know. Yeah. It feels nice in the mouth. A good fuck. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So in German, the word for sexual intercourse, this is fun, I promise. There's a payoff. The word for sexual intercourse in German is Geschlechtsverkehr. And if you translate that literally, it's gender traffic. I love that. I'm like, oh my god, yes, let's go. Let's go be in the gender traffic. Let's go get stuck in gender traffic.
The gender traffic.
So, yeah, it's like, oh, I spent 4 hours in gender traffic the other day trying to get to work. I just thought that was just perfect. And the Germans, they don't get the joke. You tell them that joke and they're like, not funny.
Oh, I love the sex traffic. What are you talking about?
I forgot that something about Jake is that he's fluent in German.
Ooh, I thought it would be similar to Yiddish, where it's like stoop.
Stook.
Probably.
Is that the actual Yiddish word?
Stoop.
Oh, to stoop someone. Yeah. They were stooping. I think that I've heard that before, but always in like a really great, like, you know, Brooklyn. Or like, you know, like more Queens accent. I've just heard it that way, you know. Like they were stuffing over by the corner. Or something like that.
Oh, these people are stuffing in my coffee.
I'm stuffing here.
I'm stuffing over here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I see it. There's a movie. There's a plot somewhere in there.
Who are your guys' celebrity crushes?
I don't know if this counts as a crush, but I had my sexual awakening to Steve Zahn.
Who
is that?
Great one. Deep cut. Love it.
He was on so it specifically happened during do you remember the movie Sahara?
Mm-hmm.
McConaughey. And buddies, and they have to go for some reason find like a Confederate boat in the desert of the Sahara.
it's like in the sand, right? And there's explosions.
It exploded. They're like, okay, well, we lost the war, so we should probably go to the Sahara Desert where it's safe. So they got there, and then they somehow got stuck in the desert. But anyway, regardless.
Yeah. He's very handsome. Yeah. Oh, very handsome.
Was this guy in like Waterboy or one of those Adam Sandler movies?
He was also in Tremé, the HBO show.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of that.
He was in that movie Sunshine Cleaning with Amy Adams, where and then Daddy Daycare, deep cut. I'm sorry. I was a child once.
War for the Planet of the Apes, I'm seeing here.
Exactly.
franchise.
He's like really interesting because he's one of those actors who like can be really skinny and like kind of just like very, he plays like a more meek character. Like he played Phoebe's gay husband in Friends. That's like where he first started But then, like, now he's just jacked and, like, very approachably dad-like. And it's hard to not be on his Instagram feed. Like, I'm sorry, I'm totally hijacking this. But
I'm just impressed that you both know this man.
Multi-changing body, and I really appreciate
that. Yeah, that's nice. That's what we want in our actors. That's what Hollywood like should be giving
us. Christian Bale.
Well, I guess what I liked about him, like that movie specifically, is he had more of like an average build. And I found that.
Nice. Yeah.
Great.
Now, like the greased up look of Matthew, no thanks. Like, put your head in the sand, Matthew.
Jake, who's yours?
Let's see. My brain says Ruth Bader Ginsburg. but
it's my shot in those Subarus in Los Angeles.
but my loins say Chris Hemsworth. I gotta be frank. It's just like
thunder from down under.
Right? There's something about that Australian accent. I think Americans, we hear that accent or a British accent.
The Australian especially, it just kind of exudes raw sexual energy.
Yeah.
It's so dirty. Raw.
I like Australia. It's a country full of rednecks.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Chris Hemsworth, I what's also attractive about him is that he seems dumb as dirt.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like him. Just dumb.
How did you pick Chris over Liam?
Chris has like that quiet, just confident, just like he's good in a crisis. He'll put you in his greased up.
Yeah, he's Thor. Liam's just,
exactly. What is Liam? He's a little brother. You know, he's a child.
Yeah,
like,
I don't Smiley's
ex. Oh, he's younger.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was older.
Wait, who's the other Hemsworth that looks like if you were to put him on like Microsoft Paint and like expand it?
There's like a third one that's Luke, not as cute. Right.
I think his name is like Luke? Melinda. No.
Belinda.
Luke.
Belinda
Luke,
Hemsworth.
Luke. Yeah.
Oh,
Luke.
God. He's not hot. Wait. That's so sad.
Hey,
he looks like a Baldwin distortion of one of them.
Baldwin.
He's trying the best he can. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, is he in the industry? Australian.
Yeah, he was in West World.
Oh.
He looks like if Chris Hemsworth took Molly.
That's crazy that like all of us could have siblings that don't exist that look like if we took Molly. Or they could be more attractive than us.
Maybe we're the Molly ones.
He took HGH.
Should we do the first one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this next one we want to ask you is we want to hear if you're comfortable sharing about your first queer kiss or experience.
Oh, sure.
We figure you'd have good stories.
Yeah.
But maybe we're wrong.
Very romantic for me, I guess.
That's sweet.
I guess not really. No.
I was gonna say.
I had my first encounter, I'm gonna call it, in my freshman year of college on this website called Adam for Adam.
Oh, real, yeah.
I just read about this today.
Real gay heads know Adam for Adam. And it's
gay heads.
It's Eves for Adam.
Yeah,
I'm really into being gay.
Yeah, it's for Adam. It's like Craigslist meets Grindr, and it's sort of, and I met this guy and we just came over and mostly just like did not kiss, but we did something.
You didn't kiss at all?
No, we didn't kiss at all. I didn't have my first kiss till like probably like a year later when I was in New Orleans and I hooked up with like this 30-year-old guy and I was like 18 or 19 at the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty normal. I hear that from a lot of gay people, that every straight person's like, oh my God, was it okay? Like, where'd you meet him? And it's like, oh no, it's just very par for the course for gay people. We like, right? It's just older. The age difference thing, I don't think, is such a big deal.
But anyway. Ready to be groomed.
And for lesbians, it's like you kiss immediately and then have sex 9 years later.
Yeah, you get your lips stuck together for a year. Finally, you can think about doing other things.
Wait, what, is Adam for Adam still around?
I have no
clue. Or did it get totally eclipsed by the Grindr movement?
I think it got, like disappearing New York. I think it kind of got disappeared by Grindr.
Huh. Yeah.
You guys remember Ashley Madison?
Oh, was that the cheating one?
Yes. No, really? What was that?
Yeah, it was like an app for cheating on your spouses.
Yeah.
Or website. I think it was pre-app. But it got shut down.
Got hacked.
It got hacked.
Oh, and they released everyone who was on it? Well, that was kind of bound to happen. Yeah. Hey, the premise is that you go, if you're looking for someone who is cheating on their significant other, or if you are cheating, or it's only cheaters.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
I think it was like if you wanted to have an affair, that was where you were gonna go. And like,
wait,
but
what?
Yeah, like legit, they said like, come here to have an affair, and it was a picture of just cleavage on the website. And I'm sure people were like, great, sounds good.
Yeah, it's still around.
That's still the picture. Except I would say it's more than cleavage.
Yeah, I see nipples.
Their slogan is "Life's short, have an affair."
Why do you need an app separately from a normal dating app to have an affair?
It's like if you want to have an ethical affair.
Yeah, why can't you sleep with one of your coworkers like normal?
Yeah.
Or like, do I need to have a relationship to have an affair? Can I just have the affair? Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you put on a ring to go on the little.
Like, this is coming off tonight because I have nobody to go home to.
That's a plastic spider.
I got it at a Halloween party.
Oh my god, that's crazy. Okay, Jake, what was yours?
Well, mine was decidedly less romantic. It was a little weird. I did the same sort of age different thing. I was 17. I was feeling footloose and fancy free, really feeling my oats as a young gay person. And like, I went on Grindr and I found this guy who had muscles, and I was like, great, box checked. And like, found out he was 38. I was 17. Wow. Or no, actually, I had just turned 18. And nice. I don't, exactly. I was 18, I swear to God. So I like just decided to just meet up with him one night, and I drove up to his house. It was way perched up on the top of a hill. He lived alone in like a 4-bedroom house. Big red flag.
Oh my god. Oh god.
And I walk inside of the door, and he is shorter than me. Second red flag. But I'm kidding. I do not discriminate against height. I don't. I swear. And then anyway, so I walk into his living room, and the wall art is, well, it's just paintings and then like pictures of mostly himself. Like,
yes, I love old queens, man. They're the weirdest.
Right? Yeah. See, okay.
Old queens in small towns are the weirdest group of people.
They're weird. Yeah. And like, to continue the weirdness, this guy's living room, he had like naked Greek statues, like, you know, the Olympian ones, and they're all holding like fake grapes. Yeah. And I was like, oh, where'd you buy those at? And he's like, oh, they were custom made. And I'm like,
custom made grapes.
Yeah, wow, Jesus. And then I distinctively remember him getting me beer, which I thought was so cool, and sitting me down on his couch to watch, I don't know, some like action movie from the 90s. And then he didn't kiss me, he put his tongue in my ear. And I was like, yeah, some people like this. I'm new to this. So, you know, I'm never
like, okay. And now I know that's what you're supposed to do when you want to hook up with someone.
It's a gay thing. So that was pretty much it. And then the next time was on an Air Force base, but that's a different story.
For security reasons, you can't tell that story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on behalf of the government, I cannot tell who fucked me.
That's so funny. Is there a big base?
I feel like, but like, old queens have like the weirdest like decorations. I remember I hooked up with a guy who was also like probably like 40 something, and like, he like lived in my small town but would like go to Chicago like every other weekend, and I live like 10 hours away from Chicago. he would always go there, and he had pictures of just like all these like similar to that, where it's just like this sort of like artsy, like multi-ethnic, like Adonis looking men on his wall. And then
like, yeah, no real like you know, one design concept, just a hodgepodge. Yeah, it's really
Grecian, I would call it. And then, but what always like freaked me out about his house, I only went there once, but I still think about it, is like he had a gold plated statue of a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, dude.
That was in the corner.
Life size?
And I remember like as we were hooking up, I would just like look at it out of the corner of my eye. It's like,
stand. Do you think there was a dead Cocker Spaniel inside?
Probably. I would say it's safe to assume. Yeah, that's always right? That's always what you go with. If you have to ask the question, if there is a dead Cocker Spaniel in that Cocker Spaniel, there is a dead Cocker Spaniel
in that Cocker Spaniel. My dog growing up was a Cocker Spaniel poodle mix, and
Cockapoo.
Cockapoo is the name for it. But I would never say it because I was humiliated. I'm like, it has caca and poo in the name.
Oh, I also had a cockapoo growing up.
Yes, okay.
And I called it Cocker Poo.
Okay, I noticed that. And that's arguably worse.
Cocker. Something Cocker. Something I don't like about that.
Great dogs, though.
Yeah. My dad wouldn't get one just because of the name.
Yeah. We, like, wanted well, to get and then, one. Of course, we named our Sweet Pea, so aww, really didn't do her any favors.
Sweet Peen.
Okay, wait, but I know some old queens, may I borrow the phrase?
Yeah.
And I've noticed this a lot in older gay couples. They are like obsessed with a state school sports team that's not anywhere near there. So like my dad's like oldest friends are this gay couple, and they're obsessed with like the Utah women's gymnastics team. They live in LA. They go to all the meets. They have all the merch. It's insane. And I recently met an elderly lesbian couple, and their shit was like, fucking like, yeah, U of A women's basketball. It's so, and they religiously follow it. So I'm like, I've got to start getting into sports then, I guess.
That's how I feel after I finish The Sopranos. I'm like, I guess, like, maybe I need something lifelong, like a sports team to get into, you know? It's like, what?
Because Sopranos.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
And it's probably best to find a niche one too.
Yeah. You don't want to be like everyone else.
Yeah. Well, then you can like really kind of cozy up to the team. They seem to know the gymnastics team pretty well.
And also, like,
yeah, everyone.
The guitar's expensive. Yeah. So, like, you can just.
Yeah.
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 Like, I've always wanted a reason to just really support women's squash. And now I have a reason.
Those girls are mean.
Yeah.
My
you just
got to
pick your chapter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Oh. And now I have a way into sports. That's good. I'm glad. It's only 24 years.
There you go. Squash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you hear that they, sorry, this is a Stanford interruption. They cut a bunch of Stanford sports. Did you guys see that? Like,
yeah.
Because all the kids were getting enough photoshopped photos. Yeah.
No, so they just couldn't afford them anymore. They only wanted the big money makers.
Oh.
But like, they were ones like squash. I mean, I'm not hating on squash, but like, like squash. You know, or I don't know. But
I did not realize that was even like
sailing. They cut sailing.
One. Yeah,
they cut men's volleyball.
Yeah, that wasn't a big money maker. Who knew? You know,
and men's gymnastics, synchronized swimming.
Shit!
I went to every meet.
Actually, I knew a couple of the girls on that team.
I think maybe even diving. They cut a lot of the ones that were feeding into the Olympians, which is interesting. Not what I would expect from
a school that craves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Accolades.
Yeah, you think they'd cut classes first, honestly.
Yeah. Cut all the humanities.
Yeah. Yeah, you think they would cut the English program.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do you guys have questions that you want to ask each other?
Like a what's your first date question?
Yeah, I googled a list, and then it was like,
that's
questions
awesome
to ask on a first date, and then I was like, great, these are way too wholesome and won't be able to get anything interesting out of them.
Do
it's
you
like,
want kids?
Yeah, exactly. You know, do you want to be the father of my children? That's kind of what they're all leading to, just funneling towards that.
I think we looked at the same article because
from Hello Giggles.
I also have similar questions.
Hello Giggles.
But okay. I guess thoughts on cigarettes.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I'll just be totally honest. I was just smoking with my little sister out on the porch. She had a rough day, so I needed to be there for her. So I smoked. She smokes Marlboro menthols. Took me a second to get there. And
delicious.
Yeah.
just a good tasty way to end a meal. But I don't smoke regularly because I'm taking Wellbutrin and it makes it taste like an old shoe. But other than that, I do enjoy. I mostly like it for the social.
This tar tastes bad.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no! Ugh, the smoke in my lungs. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So I'm cool with it. Yeah, I love the smell. It triggers a bunch of good sense memories.
In the past, like since I guess COVID hit, I've been pro smoking. since it's sort of just because it's gotten more like aesthetically cooler. Like, there is this guy in my neighborhood who like never wears a mask. He always has it like dangling off his ear. And he like always like is smoking cigarettes.
Can't smoke with it on.
Exactly. And I thought it was really cool. So I picked up a pack of cigarettes after I saw that. I've been like smoking at the beach and like smoking like at the park and stuff now. I'm like my new quarantining.
Having never smoked before?
I mean, I would smoke at parties and stuff, but now I'm like, I like cigarettes.
How many do you smoke a day now?
None. I mean, I smoke like at like events and stuff. I don't really like still smoke.
Okay.
Not like I'm 16. Like, I just found cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well, so I was Jake's RA when he was a freshman. Mm-hmm. I was a junior, and they typically match people in.
Dude, sell me down the river. Okay, yeah, it's fine. Okay, do it. Go for it.
Well, it was just amazing that you have to like do a check sheet before of like your preferences for roommates, and mostly it's like, are you a smoker? Do you listen to loud music? And they matched him with the only other smoker in the dorm. This guy from Romania named Paul, and they were the best of friends. Yeah, I would always see them when I was walking in, Paul and Jake in their like flip-flops, shorts, and big coats.
Yeah, Paul coming in from smoking.
Paul was usually wearing swim trunks, and he always was like, they're pants, god damn it. And those are good times. Yeah.
Good times.
Are you still in touch with him?
Here and there. He's doing a PhD program at University of Michigan. So he like right out of school.
Go Blue, baby.
He's just like,
I'm sure he's wearing shorts there too.
Oh yeah. He's like, I'm gonna go build telescopes. I'll see you later, Jake. And it's like, I love you too. Mwah. Fly, my little bird. So he's plugging along. But yeah, we smoked a lot of cigarettes. I'm not at that level anymore. They make me a little nauseous and a little like, oh, you know, like, hey, mm-hmm. After that initial kind of like, whoa, you know, feeling. So right. They
make me a little nauseous too, which is, I guess, good. It's like a built-in body check being like, maybe no.
I always smoke them when I have a stomach ache from drinking too much. And I don't know if it makes it worse or better, but I always crave one when I have like alcohol tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they make everything worse. I think that's just how they work. But yeah, like just I don't know. I think that they're so weird, especially up here right now too. It was really, really smoky for several days, so it seemed like almost redundant.
That's right.
Like we would go outside and my sister was like, honestly, this is just really like just pretty much breathing. And yeah, it was intense, y'all. Y'all are in East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen the photos, the orange skies.
Did not look good.
No.
We can see the smoke from New York.
You can.
Well, there was like there was like a few nights ago where the sky was like really pink and like bright, and it's like that was.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of floating over here now. Yeah.
Trade winds.
What?
Oh my god. Oh,
seems so far.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
I can't fly between those. Yeah. 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 Bitch.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, but you're out of. You're not in the path or anything. Your house and your family's safe. And
no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. We've survived. But like we're in like a little river valley. So we couldn't really see past maybe like 100 yards out. And it's just,
whoa.
It was like so, so smoky. And I didn't mind it because I'm just like unemployed in my house all the time. So I'm just like, ha ha, like go away world. I don't need you. But yeah, it was, very heavy. Everyone's complaining about it too. Of course, it gives us something to talk about because we love complaining over here. So, but yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jake, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do. Where did it go?
So kind of obsessed with that the idea of that question. What are your thoughts on cigarettes being on a first date question website? Yeah.
Written by a
It might be, actually.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, if someone's a smoker and someone's hates smoking.
Okay, I think I might have one. Cooking up. Okay, so like in the time of COVID, as of now, and somebody told you have to leave the country and go someplace, but like none of the ones that are close to Americans, so like Russia, China, whatever.
Yeah.
Like where would you, and where do you think you would go?
Wait, so I can't go to Russia or China?
Oh, you can. You can go to any one of the countries that are open.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah.
Pretty much Russia, not or Europe. China.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Basically, not Europe. Yeah.
Europe, I don't know. Europe's lame. I'll go ahead and say that.
Nice.
They, I don't know. I don't know why they're so obsessed with like Americans. I think, but I would go to Russia. I think Russia sounds cool.
Yes.
I like Russians. I've dated a few Russians. Oh, I really get along with them. I like how blunt they are.
Yeah.
And it seems like a kind, I think Russia is really interesting because I think it's the mirror version of America. And I'm interested to see, because I think Russia is what America's going to look like in 10 years anyways. So I think it's like a good place to feel it out.
Wow, that's ripe for some questions. Tell me how you think the States is going to look like Russia. I'm very curious. I'm thinking of moving there soon. So I'm like, tell me.
I'm just sort of talking out of my ass at the moment. I really don't know. But I think... It's like, I don't know, it's just sort of like how we've sort of had similar histories in a lot of ways, which is like they got rid of their serfdom the same time we got rid of slavery. And it's like, I think it's sort of, and I think they have sort of like a more I don't know the word, but like a more bigger divide in the class system. And I think that's what we're doing. And I think we have these like rich oligarchs versus like everybody else, and everything's just kind of be... I don't know, because I feel like America, this is, again, me talking on my ass, it feels very, like, late Soviet right now.
Hmm.
And I'm curious to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I'm thinking of, like, yeah, glasnost and perestroika. So I was in a play, Angels in America, and now I'm just flashing back to all of that. you guys weren't there for that play. I'll tell you about it sometime later. But no, that's really interesting.
Oh, boy.
That's
cool.
Yeah, I had a nude scene. But anyway, moving on past that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You guys had graduated and you moved away. But back to Russia. Yeah, no. It's like, I just, such a fascinating place. I don't know if I'm terrified or really attracted to Putin. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like this, what I feel like that for the whole country. There's this interesting sort of like, what are they doing and when are they doing it? And I need to see more. So yeah, so good pick. That's what I'm getting at.
I can see Trump, you know, shirtless with a six pack on a horse too. I feel like that's where we're headed.
I don't want to see it, but I feel like I could see it.
Yeah, I guess I should reiterate. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But I can.
Do not want. Okay, I'm trying to find it.
Do you guys watch Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, Carol Baskin's going to be on it, right?
Yes.
She is on
it. She already was on it. She danced to Eye of the Tiger. It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Like, I don't know what she's going to do next week.
That's crazy.
No place else to go. But all of the professional dancers are like Eastern European, Russian, Ukrainian, like all of them.
And
it's wild.
Wait, and they're filming it right now?
Yeah, I don't know how the hell they're doing
it,
but yes.
Where they have to go into the bubble and like...
Yeah, the Dancing with the Stars bubble.
Yeah, they have a DTSW, whatever the fuck, DSW.
DSA.
DSW. Yeah, they have a DSA.
But I'm pissed because my other favorite show, The Masked Singer, is also coming back somehow. And now I'm like, fuck, this means Carol Baskin is not going to be on The Masked Singer.
Oh, because you can't do both now.
But there probably can't. That's
people
true.
In Tiger King, right?
Joe's locked up.
Fuck.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
But yeah, no, Carol is horrible. Also,
maybe Carol's dead husband will be on it.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. The craziest part about the episode last week is that the dead husband's daughters put out an ad during
like
the show.
Minute, right?
Yeah, a full minute. And it was like, if you have any information relating to our dad's disappearance, or if Carol Baskin was involved, please contact us. Oh,
yeah. It's wild. During Dancing with the Stars. Which so crazy. Leads,
yeah, I think she's our generation's OJ. Yeah,
I think like, sort of my we're going with take. Tiger King and Masked Singers. I think it should be one of his like meth addicted like husbands.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, one of them is unfortunately deceased, but
I didn't
maybe the
it. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he did.
Wait, really?
He did shoot himself live on the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Remember yes. They were filming and
did
everything.
Did you not watch the whole thing?
No, I watched.
Oh.
In front of like the fucking dweeby campaign manager.
Oh my god, it is.
Oh my god.
Damn. Spoiler alert. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's bleak. Yeah.
The first month of quarantine I kind of blacked out. So I don't actually remember that, but
well, it didn't win a single goddamn Emmy, so
that's yeah,
so which is weird because all Carol Baskin does is win. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. Like I have respect for her because that's all she does. Whether or not she kicks him out of a plane over the Pacific Ocean, you know, she still has won.
That's so true.
Carol Baskin did nothing wrong.
Nothing. Clear her of all charges. Someone give her a bouquet.
Carol Hive, rise up.
Okay, what are your guys's relationship deal breakers? Like, what are the things that would make you be forever turned off of someone?
You can't like Christmas. Someone?
Christmas?
Like, you can be in love with Christmas. It's like Christmas has to be optional. Like, I'm fine to celebrate it every other year, but like sometimes I want to go to the beach.
Yeah, my sister's like, she's doing the countdowns to Christmas in July, and I'm like, it's the same shit every year. And mom doesn't even try anymore.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. What about if they're into their birthday?
that's tough. Like Jehovah's Witnesses, like they can't.
Yeah,
they can't fucking Jehovah's Witnesses. Right? Oh my god, tough stuff. As to Christmas, I am totally on board. Just let's make it optional for everybody, or just get rid of it entirely, because what's the point of celebrating the birthday of a stinky desert wizard? I don't know, but you know, I have any choice words about things about
Christians.
I'm not anti-Christmas, I just it's not for me.
okay, well, I am fully anti-Christmas. I take a stand. I will go down with this ship, and there will be no caroling on this ship. God damn it!
Man, I'm gonna have to defend Jesus on the pod. I'm pro Jesus.
All right, he's not here anyway. You know, so
you say that, but he is.
Yeah, you're the first Jew to defend Christmas on pod.
I do like Catholic things.
Oh yeah, you went to mass recently.
I went to mass with my roommate on Sunday because the church by us is really pretty, and I like go in and look at it.
Chase wants to be a part of any group gathering larger than 10 people.
Converting.
Like, yeah, were they wearing masks? Sign me up. You know.
Oh my god, Nixium.
I'm kidding. Don't do that. Has anybody been watching that documentary? Like,
yes.
HBO?
I'm about to.
It's so crazy.
Wait, I missed something.
It's so crazy. The Vow on HBO.
The Vow. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's about
God.
The sex cult, dude. My favorite part is they have this a cappella group. The cult a cappella group is called Simply Human. And I just.
Right.
Simply Human cracks me up like nothing else.
That's the stuff I want to talk about in that documentary. Everyone's always like, oh, the sex cult, the branding, the collateral. You know, I mean, of course, this stuff is all important and very damaging.
The collateral.
Lives. But I want to talk about stuff like how Keith Raniere made them play volleyball for like 6 hours at a time, and he wore those nasty little shorts. Like,
I don't know. They talk about him like he's a god. They're like, yeah. You got to meet Keith. You got to meet Keith. Come to volleyball tonight. You're going to meet Keith. Like, this man fucking does. Yeah, first of all, you can't be a cult leader named Keith, I think is also one of the biggest flaws. But then they like, everyone's so excited to go to these like midnight volleyball sessions in a gym. and he looks horrible. He has like a sweatband ponytail,
knee pads.
How do people walk in there and not just turn around and be like, nope?
Maybe it's his pheromones. Maybe he just has like a really like
maybe he smells amazing.
Maybe
primal.
He's got a huge dick.
That's what it is. Like,
that's gotta be it. Busted. I don't know. He just, to me, he looks like he needs a shower. Like, he just looks like that all the time.
And those that tend to fuck the best. I don't know.
But yeah, it is. They have like a bunch of D-list washed up actors are involved in this cult. So it's Allison Mack. And she really worked her way up through the ranks. Mm-hmm. And then like the cast of Smallville. It's like the weirdest.
Yeah, that show was always giving off weird vibes.
Yeah, you got to watch it though. Episode one, you're like, that sounds pretty good.
I don't know. Right? I'll have to watch it.
Like, improve your life.
I know, that's the worst part, is it sounds too enticing. They're like, just a couple $1,100 and you could feel a little bit better. And I'm like, great. I would anything. Like, make me feel different. So
I'll
think
try
that's
anything.
Right. That's part of the like the allure, is that I think at this point in my life, I am like directionless and dumb enough that a cult could just snatch me up like a pterodactyl, right? And
we are
the
perfect
wrong
candidates for cults.
Right? We are. But, you know.
Shit. Not you, Chase. You have a job and an office.
Yeah. I could be convinced by Q, I feel like, to make some points.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Q is, I know, I something I can't let myself look up because I'm going to believe
it. You're afraid he's going to be right.
Jake, what are your deal breakers? And Chase, do you have any more?
I'll ruminate on it.
My deal breaker is, well, like rudeness, like just aggressive rudeness, like rude to people who you don't need to be rude to. I hate that. I dated a guy like that one time who was like, he thought it was funny or like interesting to be rude to waiters, first of all. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
like,
they handle your food, idiot.
Yeah, exactly. And I really did not enjoy that. One time he had a real disagreement with, I think it was a relative of mine, like my grandma or something. And I was just, this just isn't going to work out. She's been there, you know, since day one. Like, I'm going to pick her, you know. She makes me food. Like,
grandma.
Sorry. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's a big red flag.
Bros before hoes.
That's a big one. Yeah, exactly. But
before what?
Bros before hoes. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
But then if I had maybe, like, another really specific one, snoring.
Snoring.
I'm sorry. That's so specific. But, like, I can't do it. I can't. I've been, when I was working with my dad a couple months ago, we were doing some road work in Montana on a night cruise. So we would sleep during the day. My fucking God. That I don't know how my mother is like vertical. I don't know how she is like, if she's not just dead. It's a big okay thing.
My dad snoring.
What if he didn't snore, but instead when he like breathed out at night, it was like a pan flute sound.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, like a lullaby. Like,
yeah.
Drifting up to sleep.
Like a bird from like a Disney movie.
All right, great. Deal unbroken. Let's get back into this. Let's talk turkey.
Your dad might need a CPAP machine.
Oh, he has one. Refuses to use it. He's like, it's too big. It's too bulky. I can't turn around onto my stomach. And it's like, yeah, well, okay. We'll just deal with this.
Shoot.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. You learn to live with it. Well, I don't have to. I mean, I don't sleep in the same room as my father. But, you know. Like,
how are you hearing it?
Well, like, whenever we go on, like, work trips or, like, hotels or something.
Yeah.
Then but anyway, that's a big deal breaker for me. I have a question. Interesting. Okay, so what did you not do for $5 million? Oh, am I back? Hello.
You're back.
Oh, yeah, you're back.
Am I back? Okay. All right. So my question is, what would you not do for $5 million?
Oh, probably sell out a friend or a family member.
Oh, jeez.
That's so nice.
I would do that for $5 million. Yeah.
Depends on the friend or family member.
Yeah.
There's some I would toss under the bus for less.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends, but I don't think I would sell. The idea of selling someone else sounds really bad.
You are very loyal. You're a good friend.
Oh, I try.
Yeah. So I can see how that would, like, you would stick to that.
Well, good answer.
Is that the only thing?
What would you not do, Jake?
I would not have someone tell me I can't sell my sister out for $5 million. no, I'm kidding. What would I not do for $5 million? I'm having a hard time answering that one. I'm wondering if I am a good or nice person really in this moment. I think probably something like that. I don't think I would like give up my sister to the police if she committed some crime. I probably just wouldn't. I love her too much. And $5 million, whatever. It's just chump change. So, okay.
I could blow $5 million pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, also, like, you could give her up and use the $5 million for bail.
Yeah. Oh my God. There we go. Found a way around that. All right. Easy peasy.
Well, you kind of seem well equipped for this. We're going to leave you alone for 5 minutes. Ooh. We're going to turn off our little cameras and mics. Yeah. So, and let you guys make conversation without us watching over your shoulder.
Good luck.
So,
wow.
We'll be kind of here, so don't talk shit. But goodbye.
Bye. Wow. This feels like when, like, do you know how in, like, traditional Middle Eastern cultures, they have, like, an adult male?
Like, I did not know that, but keep going.
It's like how they'll have, like, an adult male, like, relative come sit in on the date.
Oh, okay, yes.
And now this is, like, him being like, I'm going to leave now.
I know, yes. This feels very leave room for Jesus kind of a thing. Yeah, but over Zoom. So there's, like, thousands of miles for Jesus.
Yes, and you know what? Jesus is large enough that he will fill that void.
He is. He is large and in charge, so they tell me.
Yeah.
I feel so bad bashing on Jesus all the time, but
he gets a bad rap.
Yeah, he can take it. He's not real. Okay, I have a couple of other questions for you that I found, not on Hello Giggles, but conversationstartersworld.com.
Okay.
So you know what that website's about. Let's see. What high-level job do you think you could lie your way into with no experience and no one would notice?
Oh, probably something in, like, academia.
Oh, yeah, that's all horseshit.
Yeah, which is, like, I feel like you could just, like, oh, I'm an expert in XYZ. Just sort of be, like, one or two chapters ahead of the rest of the class. And then just sort of figure it out from there.
Right, exactly. Like, say I'm writing my thesis and then I have, like, one page on the top, but the rest of them are just blank under that. As you bring it in. Yeah, okay.
I'll play like that. Work makes.
Oh, wait, what field? What field do you think you would sneak
in? I'm trying to, like, maybe one I'm not interested in so I could, like, really test my bullshit capabilities.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a light humanities. I don't quite know. Mm-hmm. I feel like with, like, some sort of, like, maybe, like, gender or, like, sexuality studies, because I'm, like, gay, and I could, like, sort of, like, just make it up from there.
Yeah. Fake it until you gay it. No, that doesn't work. No. All right. Well, good. Good answer. Something with a lot of talking. I can just talk until the cows come up. Oh, a TED Talk person. I could do that. And people would probably be like, okay, I think he knows that.
Well, anybody could be on TED Talk. Was that TEDx thing?
Was that what thing?
Like, there's, like, there's TED and then there's TEDx, which is something different.
I didn't know they were different TEDs. Oh, wow.
TED, so you can go and I think anybody can just, like, talk their way onto TEDx.
Oh my goodness. I was not aware. Wow. Career change. Here I come.
What would you do your TEDx on?
On how Brené Brown is wrong.
She's the psychic, right?
No, she's actually a very wholesome therapist and social worker.
No, I'm thinking of Linda Brown. Who am I thinking of?
Teresa Caputo.
maybe Teresa Caputo. There was like this like psychic my grandma used to watch, the last name Brown. Oh, you froze.
Out there. Oh no, my internet connection is unstable. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
Oh wait, yeah. So who's Brené Brown?
Brené Brown is so she's a woman who is white and in her mid-40s, early 50s, and she's got a cadre of other 40, 50 year old white ladies.
Okay, white talking a little. She sounds like.
And they talk a lot about how we are actually feeling creatures. We're not thinking creatures. We're feeling creatures.
Okay.
And it's like, it's a lot about vulnerability and putting yourself out there. And it's very sweet. But I just want to get up there on TED and be like, no.
Yeah,
you got all down.
You should like Carol Baskin, Brené Brown.
Yeah.
No. You should Joe Exotic, Brené Brown.
That's what that sounds great. Lots of lawsuits. I'll take all her tigers.
Yeah, take all her tigers, explode mannequins that look like her, whatever.
Right, exactly. But she's a therapist, so she'd just recover from it. She'd be like, this is great. This is resilience. This is the challenge I'm facing. And so it wouldn't feel that rewarding in the end. But, you know, or maybe I'd just be a used car salesman, whatever. That also
I mean, that's also like, bullshit job you can like anyone can really talk their way into.
Let me move on to another question.
I got one. What's a song you belt out when you're alone?
Usually it's I dreamed a dream from Les Mis. It is On My Own from Les Mis, because I'm alone in the house.
Yes.
And I'm singing about some imaginary man. And
lonely songs are the best. Mine is I have a few Celine Dion songs.
Ooh, which ones?
Which ones?
Okay, it's To Love You More and It's All Coming Back to Me. She's like the most fabulous, like glamorous incel in the world. Like every time she sings, she's like all about like being alone, how no one loves her, and then it's like
Celine Dion
just like wanting a man so bad. And I think those are good singing alone songs. Right.
Certainly a more productive way to channel that energy.
Right.
Also, Martina McBride's Independence Day is a top notch.
Great song. Oh my God, I love that song. It's played on CMT in my house growing up. Oh my God. It's about a Martina. House on fire.
Yeah.
It is a dark ass song.
Fantastic song. Yeah.
Fantastic. I also like a little bit of Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. The podcast, Dolly Parton's America, is, first of all,
so good,
deliciously fucking great. Oh my God,
it is a good podcast.
She is a little billy goat of joy. I love her so much.
Yeah, the episode about forgiveness made me weep.
Oh, me too. The one about Tennessee, for some reason, that when they're doing the song Tennessee Mountain Home,
I
cried. I'm not from Tennessee. I don't fucking know anything about Tennessee.
No live.
But,
dude, I went to Dollywood last year.
No
way,
it
was amazing.
I forgot. So
yeah,
cool.
It was cool as hell. It's like, I guess disappointingly, it's a little bit just like a normal theme park. Like I wanted there to be like Dolly roller coasters and like you sit in a bra or something.
That's in Pigeon Forge, right?
But yeah, absolutely. Pigeon Forge, and it's also right near this place called Gatlinburg, and it's insane. It's like pretty much the only attraction in the town. And so there's this long road with like on either side of the road, it's like live sharks. The other side's like live crocodiles, and it's like, and then there's like a beef jerky outlet. It's just kind of an insane. I mean, there's so many attractions. Wow,
forget that. Wow, nice.
it's wild, and wildly fun. The museum is great. The Dolly Museum. There's like a hologram of her. It's awesome.
With her and Tupac.
Well, yeah. We're kind of coming to an end point timing wise here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have any urgent questions for each other, or is there anything that you want to plug, like social media or anything else?
Urgent.
I don't think like urgent questions like, are you on fire? Are you bleeding? I don't have any of those. And as far as plugs go, I'm still setting some shit up on YouTube, so I don't have anything concrete, but thanks for the offer.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, we'll share it on our Instagram once you're
we'll whore you out when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you.
I guess for plugs, I've sort of become anti-social media lately, so I suggest you unfollow two people. We do recommend you follow my friend Brooke Elliott at Dumbass, and we have been doing a weekly show on Instagram Live called Brooke and Chase Talk for an Hour, and then that's
Yeah, I also say you got to follow Brooke. She has the best TikTok compilations on the web. I've gotten all my friends from home hooked on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a real treasure trove. Her and Anna Da have the good compilations if you don't want to look at
it. Oh, word. Wait, do you see that on Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah. Her she can't just reposts on shit on her stories. Totally.
Yeah, really good. Really good curation.
Good.
Hilarious.
I totally forgot. I do have Twitter. I forgot that I have it. I'm at Hot Beef Tea. As in the drink, and that is a real thing. But you'll find me on there, and my name is Aunt Jake, or Aunt Jake, if you fancy.
Aunt, I prefer.
Yeah, so go ahead and follow me. And
Twitter, follow Polya Quotes, which is fun. The account I like.
What is it?
Polya Quotes.
How do you spell that?
PAGLIA Quotes.
Poglia Quotes.
Yeah.
Okay. So generous. He's uplifting his friends.
Yeah. I'm looking it up now.
Just quotes from a lady I like.
She has very spicy takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like hot takes, I recommend Polya Quotes.
Awesome. Well, cool. What about you guys? Anything?
I plug our Patreon. Please subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
We love our Patreon.
Smash the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Because our t-shirts arrive, so we're going to start shipping out t-shirts soon.
T-shirts arrive on Thursday this week. We're going to start. So they'll have arrived by the time this episode goes up. So we'll start selling them online. We only got a limited run, so you got to kind of hurry in to buy them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and we got stickers.
They're tie-dye. Ooh. Yeah, we got stickers.
Are we allowed to get a behind-the-scenes peek at the t-shirts?
It's on my Instagram. There's a picture of it on my Instagram.
Yeah, we don't have it with us.
We don't have them here. They're in
Not
the mail.
Not yet.
UPS has them. Can you provide you the tracking number? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in and
poon in next week.
Woo!